Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, my lovelies. So glad to have you here with us, Sunday edition, Psychic Love Doctor Show. You are here. I am here. Jimbo is here. I think we got a party started. I really do. So I'm happy to be here. I have my coffee going. Bob, I hope you got some coffee going. And we're just going to jump right in. Where I speak and tell you, reminding you, ordinary playing cards is what we're using for the show, okay, for these readings, for any time. I shouldn't have said for the show. We use them. That's all we use anytime. Ordinary playing cards. And
it wasn't totally inaccurate.
But it's an important distinction because people will say, oh, Deborah gave me a really nice tarot reading. Excuse me. But I don't do a tarot reading. I tried to learn them years ago. Couldn't get it. I think it was beyond my skill set for what I need to bring to others. So those that do know how to read tarot cards, I could honor you forever because it seems very complicated. So anyway, I'm just saying we're not reading tarot cards. We are not reading oracle cards, but we are just reading ordinary playing cards. So, also, I want to mention that when you get a reading, I need a moment or two because I'm going to use a full 24-card layout in order to produce your reading. I prefer it over just a few cards. Some people do that, and it works well for them. Myself, I prefer to see the entire landscape of your life, what's going on, where you've been, where you headed, where you are right now. So anyway, with that said, just remember, I need a minute or two. And now, for a minute or two, Jimbo's going to speak to you.
I will do that. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Get your reading. When you call in, you'll get a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. It's a true statement. I almost always, I check to make sure everything's going good. And yes, you'll go in the queue. You'll hear the show. You ever, in any moment, if you're a regular, hear nothing, then nothing is not what you should ever hear. Even if we're late, you'll hear music. You'll hear the whole music. So silence is not golden in the case of connecting to our show. Facebookers, we will do what we can to get in, get you in, get you guys folks in, get work in, the schedule. But we just can't promise you. You can't nail down certainties and times and all that stuff. And you can't call in early because there is no cool hold system. So you just got to stand by for the word. There are the harps, those freaking angels. They like to play those harps. Anyway, well, when you hear those harps, maybe you'll be the one of the few people who will actually not keep asking questions and keep having a conversation going near the harps like you're supposed to. You could be the one, almost like winning the Powerball. Nobody does that anymore. So please, when you hear the harps, that's a sign that you had your free reading. It's cool. It's got to come to an end. There's other shows. Nobody says you can't call back the next day if you got things on your mind. Nobody says you can't go to the psychologbug.com and arrange for a private reading. But when you hear the harps, please.
Or go through the 800 number.
800 number, or I don't know what you want to do. Send a carrier pigeon, whatever. But please, just let it go. Let us flow. And before you go, though, you're going to give you an angel card reading, and we're going back to the old school. They don't really have a name, but each message is from an archangel, so that's kind of cool. And they're very good. They're good. And they're well used, but you know what? They're broken in, and they're easy to work with when they get broken in. You got to love them. You got to love it long time. Also, I want to remind you folks that if you're international, you got to let us know so we can give you the shout-out you deserve. Light, we are going to give four. So far, we've got Sophia, who's in Sweden. I saw Rachel and Bob, who are both from the land down under in Australia. And I believe that is all I have so far for the international books. But we expect more. And we'll, you don't have to be here at the beginning. Come in anytime. We'll work you a shout-out in when we get a little break, a little pause. Anything special that's going to be happening tonight, Deb, during the readings? Anything that people might want to know about?
Like,
what is a monarch?
A who?
What is a monarch?
That's a butterfly.
Oh.
Yes, anybody listening or watching, if you decide you'd like to have a butterfly effect reading, we will be happy to do that. And we used to be able to explain about the butterfly effect, which we were out fooling around in the city too much today, so I didn't get to it. Okay, so anyway, if you want to find out what would have or could have happened had you chosen a different profession, chosen a different, say, wife or husband, what else? I mean,
It's the thing. If you could turn back time and change things, maybe do something a little differently, what could it have been different? Would have been good? Would have been bad? You know.
And some of these butterfly effect readings have already taken the shape of reality.
Yeah.
Like for that young, I forget his name.
There was one or two people where something had already, contact had already started or started thereafter for somebody else. So, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like 2-3 weeks later, if even that long. A woman that he had loved 20 years ago and he'd asked, should her and I, would we have found happiness together if we would have stayed together? And I forget what I said, but I said, you are going to see this woman very, very soon. And he did. They were walking into the same store together after 20 years.
International shout out to Suzanne in the land of the Scots.
Suzanne, glad to have you.
I watched like the last... It was when I went to that your place, sat down and I saw the last like 120 seconds of the Scottish Open. So, well, I didn't get to see the end at least, but anyway, go ahead.
However, golf. I did see all the golden retrievers in Scotland that were there for some function. I mean, there were like hundreds of them
today.
No. It was on Facebook. But
so it could have been 4,000
years ago. No, it was actually in the news.
Oh, it was the news, and it wasn't
yeah,
long ago.
Yeah, Suzanne, I forget what the event was, and maybe you can, you know, bring us up to date. But I've never seen so many golden retrievers in one place, ever.
Okay.
All right.
So that's the deal. It's an interesting movie.
Oh, wait. We're being told something here. Suzanne says... Are you saying to me, Suzanne, that you kept getting messages from me today?
I don't know, Deb. Just let it go. Just let it go. We have no control over that whatsoever.
That's the 0%. Thing. We really don't.
We have no control. We can't control anything that anybody does to you that's not happening right here in Facebook Live.
If you're on my page, you don't need to be on it, you know, join a different one. But I'll tell you what, these Facebook messages can often be so persuasive. There was a time some years ago when, you just made me lose it by typing that. Oh, people on my friends list were receiving urgent messages from me saying, I'm stuck in London. Somebody has stolen all of my traveler's checks.
Yeah.
I can't get home. Yep. Please, would you people start sending money to me? And I forget how they said to send it.
Yeah, they probably gave a link. Here, send it to this Cash App address or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Send it to his PayPal address.
And when I found out, I was shocked. I was like, my God, how can they do that?
Shocking. Utterly shocking.
Yeah. Oh, I'm down.
No, I'm not down. Oh, it's...
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's got to be a Facebook thing because our blog talk would freaking puke right now if our internet was down. So just let it go. Well, I think we should.
Well, you're frozen, too.
Well, that's not me being frozen. It's our Facebook feed being frozen. Let's do a quick little check that really matters right here. Calling the blog talk. That's the key. That's working because that's the most sensitive. That just means this is kind of a Facebook thing.
Yes, I'm aware my signal has went or gone.
Yeah.
We got to find a better place.
No. Yep, you got to remember, then, first of all, this is like the freaking apocalypse going on now. We've got temperatures that are in the 130s and stuff. In the whole Northeast, we've been getting so much goddamn rain. I think if I built an ark, it would have rotted and been waterlogged by now. We get so much freaking rain, storms, lightning blasts, and trees going down. It's not a big shock that there's some connection stuff going on.
You know what it is? It's the end of the world as we know it.
I did throw out that apocalypse term. Yes, I did throw that. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Who's saying that?
Little R.E.M.
Oh, that's right. And we don't even have...
I feel fine.
We don't have an alternate moon or anything set up yet. So this needs to calm down. We
don't have
no
an alternate...
place
what?
To go.
Oh.
Somewhere to flee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, you know, if some miracle
what?
Happens and we don't destroy ourselves in like a few thousand years, there's going to be a certain point where they're going to be probably, well, actually be many, many thousand years. They'll be like, yeah, we probably got to start looking for a new home.
International
shout out to Laura from Canada.
Tell younger people, get busy. I mean, the ones
it's
that
not
going to
be in their life.
I say you better guys better get busy because we, as boomers, we did everything we could, and now we're handing off the torch to all of you, so that you can do some preparations to hand to your children.
None of this is anybody. Nobody alive right now is going to see disaster. Not from that kind of stuff. I mean, anything can come along. But I'm just saying.
Here
you go like that.
We'll come and get you, Rachel. You betcha.
What?
She said, if you start building an ark, you better come and get her. I said, we'll get you.
No. I'm just kidding.
Do you think I should quit and come back?
I would think you maybe should just refresh. Do you really care about the video if your chat's working fine? Do you really give a shit?
Not really, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't give two poops about the video myself.
All right, who's going to be first?
I'll tell you who else going to be first.
Let's get this party started.
I go 330, which is in Ohio. 330, welcome.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi. Leslie from. Hi, it's Leslie from Mississippi.
Well, hello there.
With his Ohio area code. All right.
Yes, and how's the weather treating you?
Yeah, the weather in Mississippi has been hot.
Yeah.
I can only imagine down there. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, every time I think it's hot here, and actually we've had sort of a mild summer here in Virginia so far. We are a tiny bit below our normal, so I'm not going to complain too much. All right, what you got cooking? Hey, did you hear the little intro about the butterfly effect?
Maybe not.
I don't think I did.
Well, here's the deal. So you get to ask your normal questions, of course, and anything that really concerns you, but you can also throw out there, what if somebody asks you, what if you could go back in time and change a few things and you give us some background on what would have come if I'd done something differently. You can throw that in there as a bonus question, if you so desire.
Or you don't have to.
You do not have to. You do not have to. We're not forcing anybody. We're no arm twisting here.
No.
Yeah, because I've been loving my current job here in Holly Springs, Mississippi, here at the college here for almost a year and a half now. I've been there 15 months. But there's a part of me that wants to start applying again this fall for another academic advisory position at a larger institution. And I've got some major contenders like California, Tennessee, North Carolina. Those are like the three main states right now. And I'm wondering to see which state would be the best fit.
Okay, of those three. Okay.
Okay,
right.
It was North Carolina. What were the other two?
California, Tennessee.
Ah, that's kind of a nice little spread. Yep, that touches a lot of different regions. That's cool. You have your own preference?
I think some of the preferences I have are Memphis, Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee, Raleigh, North Carolina, an outside chance of Los Angeles, San Diego, San Luis Obispo, California, or San Francisco.
I got you. Okay, well, that's a lot of stuff cooking there, I'll tell you that. I guess it depends on, you know what, everybody, it's funny when you talk to people and you travel a lot, everybody has different opinions on different areas. So one person will love this one area, another person is not going to be that impressed. So.
Oh, my God. These cards have a sense of humor. They really do.
Well, okay, well.
They do.
Bah-ha-ha. Bah-ha-ha-ha.
So what I say to you is your cards are saying none of those are coming through as contenders.
For wow.
You. Yeah, they're saying there will be
a surprise?
A different, better one coming.
A surprise
yeah.
locale, a different location that is not on your
well,
radar.
Well, here's
scope.
The deal. What they're saying is the ones that you have selected, those three states, You're either going to make, you have the opportunity to either make really good friends or not make very much money. Wait, you're going to have really good friends or no friends, and it's hard to explain.
I know.
What she's going to
say is there's going to be the little good and the bad in all these. Some of these are going to be great money. It might not be the other social and happy part about talking to people and a lot of things to do might not be there, which is very common in jobs.
Yeah.
Or you might have, this place is great. I love all these people and this is all awesome, but the money's not so great after all.
Well, that's it. You're going to lose one or the other.
One of those give and
out of those
things.
Three.
And we hate it because we want both.
Yeah.
As human beings.
And it helps if you call more often because then I feel more connected to you when there's been a big space. In time, it makes it hard for me to get the thread of what we're talking about. But yes, and these cards are being kind of humorous in the sense of under sure to come true. It's saying you're going to change your mind and you're going to pick a different place to go.
Well, hey, you know, as long as you keep your mind, be open-minded.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
So you either decide to go where the money is or go where the good social aspects would be. And I don't really get a good feeling for Los Angeles for you.
Los Angeles.
No, I feel there's trouble there.
What about any other part of the state? Because you threw out San Diego.
No, San Diego's cool.
Yeah.
But Los Angeles just came through like...
In the cards. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like we're watching the news. It's in the cards, they were like, nah, LA is probably not going to be the thing. For this job and all the other stuff.
Right.
You're bloody well right. All righty, my friend. Here is your angel card reading. Subject is overcoming difficulties. Interesting. And it's from Archangel Jeremiah. The worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges.
Yeah, I like that.
And it's cool that... You're 15 months into a job and it's rocking real nice, so you're not a desperado, so that's cool. That is cool. So you can be very patient and weigh all the factors and make the right decision if you decide to move on.
You may surprise yourself and move quite north. You might really
move north.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm feeling right now is that. You just might make a surprise.
A little bit
choice.
More north than you thought to begin with. Like Tennessee will be south of you, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tennessee's north of me. Yeah. Tennessee's north of me. I live in Mississippi.
Right, but she's saying if you land a new venue, it might be up north, so Tennessee would now be south of you. She's saying you might go be more
like,
north than that.
I'm here in Michigan.
She's just throwing something out there. That you might go something more northern than is on your radar scope might come and appeal to you after all.
Yeah, it's just saying right now none of your choices are seem to be that fruitful for you in a balance.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now, but you are free to keep calling back because we do many a show. And tomorrow is News for the Soul, so it's a different phone number an hour earlier, but we will be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, and we appreciate you. We appreciate you calling early and holding forever. We knew you were very patient. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and also understand that I don't just make stuff up just to make people happy. I figure it's better if I just tell you the truth.
Yeah, tell them the truth. And if it's not clear and you don't see those panning out right now, let them know. But it doesn't mean it's, you know, things change. You call back. And he's got an Ohio area code, so he knows a little bit about the North.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, you have been in Ohio before with that area code.
Yes.
Yeah, because I lived there my whole life.
So he knows the North, so... Yeah, so if he ends up sort of north again, she's not saying it, but right now she saw that could be a possibility.
I think you missed snow. You want to go where the snow is.
Yeah. We all laugh, don't we?
Yeah, I am joking.
I do miss it, but it's for different reasons. But hey, we appreciate you holding, my friend.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, thank you. You're welcome. You have a good evening.
Yeah, you too.
And
you come back anytime.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, he's always been terrific.
Yeah, very nice, very positive.
Yeah.
And actually, what's a cool thing is that he's got a gig going on that he's satisfied with. But, you know, it's always good to keep looking for a better gig and move on to a different career field that is still might be better and all that stuff.
And when you're young, do it.
Well, sure.
Do it.
You can do it. Rob Snyder on that freaking Waterboy. You can do it.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you don't want to wait till you're, you know, practically pushing up daisies to start doing experimental things.
All of a sudden making
drastic
life-changing career things. Now, what a lot of people do, and that's almost is when they retire from one job, then they kind of can do that, but that's different ballgame because they already got that retirement thing in their back pocket.
Yeah.
So it is. What really sucks is if you're about 12, 15 years into a job and decide to I'll start pulling that crap, you're taking some risk. But
well, and I get that from him when I ever have read for him that he has a kind of a wanderlust spirit, wanderlust, where...
What the hell is that? I mean, that sounds like it's some kind of porn shit. You have wandering lust, my friend. We are sorry.
No, it's the other way. He has lust or wandering.
Ah, okay. I got you. That makes a lot more sense. It's funny how you can take two words and flip them. They mean, holy crap, different things.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yep.
All right. I think Melanie's from the UK.
I don't know where the hell she's from. You got to tell us, my dear. Huh? Then she must tell us.
Oh, Michelle, I will get with you right after the show. Oh, you mean you want to call now?
You can't. Well, she can call whatever she wants, but you have to get in the queue. There's no head of the lines. And you got plans after the show.
I do?
Yes. It's Sunday night. Let's see a show. We've got stuff to do. You can't do a reading Sunday night, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Cannot do it. Sunday. You know what? She's got like this. Operate. Sometimes you got to shut it off. You know, sometimes you got to take some time off at least. Especially at night.
Melanie's in the UK.
Right, and I sort of shout out to Melanie in the United Kingdom. The kingdom that is united.
Michelle,
it's good to have a kingdom that is united.
Michelle, do you want to call in during the show? You can get on.
You can't get out of the line.
Blog. Well,
1, 2, 3, 4. No, I'm sorry, my dear. If you wanted to be first, then you should have called at exactly 15 minutes. Before the start of the show. You can't do that tomorrow. But on our shows, you can. Tomorrow, News for the Soul at 6 p.m. on a different phone number. She's got shows that are butt up against each other. You can't call in too early.
And, Michelle, if you're available, I will set a time with you after in messaging, and we will connect.
Oh, there we go.
Yes. So it is. It is.
Nah, they don't bullshit.
It's, we're going to, never mind.
Never mind is the word of the day. I don't believe her for a second.
Yes, Suzanne, it's wonderful. I love that.
What's wonderful?
She says, you have a lot of people from the land of the Scots, just the way you always say.
Yes, well, I wish I had some bagpipes. I would blow them. Of course, it would probably sound horrible and I'd get shot. Because that doesn't sound like an easy... It sounds like a very difficult instrument to play and to make it sound nice. Almost like, it's kind of like an accordion thing, except same but different.
It looks very...
Same but different. It's like physically you're making the air come and move and you're blowing into things and doing shit, yeah.
So before I forget, Catherine, quick question for you. Are you near where that Burmese python with the 111 eggs has been found? Yes, Michelle, I will talk to you tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, it'll be later.
The size of
back.
That sucker was something else.
Well, it is a python.
Yeah, Burmese.
It's not a nightcrawler worm. It's a python.
I went off again.
Well, we never rebooted your computer.
Is Florida turning into the Amazon?
Well, the problem is a lot of folks are letting shit loose that they don't want when they go bring it. Snakes and other things, different things they don't want. They just turn them loose, and it's good environment. They like the environment, but they're not native to that.
No, they're not.
So it screws up the food chain and the whole ecosystem.
The whole eco. They don't want them there.
There are some species that I can't remember what it was, that it was so bad they were like going to pay people to bring them dead ones. I can't remember what that was. I remember like 6-7 years ago there was something out there.
Okay.
That's good. We suck at taking phone calls. So, hey, international shout out to Virgil in the UK.
Virgil, glad to have you.
Yes, he said he watched Young Frankenstein for the first time. That, I mean, I don't like to rank him because you can argue forever, but that goes on one of my top favorite comedy movies of all time. That's up. It's up there. It is up there. I don't want to say who's won because it's hard to pick a one. That is hilarious.
Who was the female in that?
Which one?
Oh, the one.
Terry Garr was
the
young
one. The
one
with the lightning bolt hair.
Oh, that was Madeline. That was Cloris Leachman.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean it was star studded. Yeah, Marty Feldman is the funniest dude ever back in the day. All he had to do was just make these facial expressions.
Is he still living?
Oh, I think he died a long time ago. But he was hilarious. Just those facial expressions he would make were just hilarious. Yeah, I love Young Frankenstein. I thought it was hilarious. There was a couple of people that were like, that's not funny. It's like, well, then you can't just let yourself go and enjoy.
Suzanne, you're hilarious. I'm just suffering really bad allergies, and I'm full of medicine.
She's full of stuff, all right. Let me tell you that. All right, let's take the next caller. We're going to area code 651. Hey, we are that. Minnesota.
Minnesota.
You know what? Today is National Lake Superior Day.
Is it?
It is.
Well,
right, go
I'll
back to that.
Darn.
Whatever the hell that means. But
hello,
anyway.
Who's on the phone with us?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hey,
well,
should
hello.
Have been. Would have been. Could be Christiana.
How are you doing?
Hello.
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Well, we're hot. We're very hot. But... we're okay.
I don't know what that means, we're hot.
Hot to trot, no place
well,
to
today
race.
It was like, the humidity was ridiculous.
Oh,
so,
it was.
And when the sun came out after a pouring rain, it was like, good Lord, I'll just go into a sauna. That's what I should do. At least I get rid of the sun. Christiana.
Tell us what we can do for you, my dear.
I'm interested in, to know if I'm going to find like a sense of community out here where I live.
If you're going to find
you.
A friendly community, friendly?
A sense of community, like people that
work.
I can be friends with and interact with out where I live in St. Peter.
A sense of community.
Do you mean in terms of your work that you're doing?
Well, I think both social and work. But, yeah.
Okay. We can look at that, sure. Silence reigned.
What's wrong with silence? She gave you a question.
Yeah,
card shall go down.
called dead air in radio.
Well, I got your dead air right here, yeah? You want some dead air? Here's your air. It's freaking dead, all right? No, I mean, I'm sorry. I was, you know, I try to think of myself as a pretty good multitasker, but I cannot physically put my eyeballs and read something and then still focus on something over here that just got said. That is not physically possible.
No multitasking for you?
Guys, are you with me tonight? Every time she's missing the first sentence I say and everything I said, I consider myself a good multitasker. She just ignores. I'm ignored. I won't be ignored, Dan. And I can't believe that dumbass show they brought up. They used that line. I think it already died, didn't it? I think it did.
The new one, yeah.
Yeah, what's...
It was horrible.
How can you
the
do
remake.
That? You know, come on, man. I don't like... One thing that I've never seen work well is to take a movie and turn it into a series. I've seen a series turn into a movie. That works out good because it ends. All right, go ahead.
Christiana, absolutely you are going to find a sense of community when... But bam, you know, just like that. And what you need to do is get involved in groups, social little networks that share your same interests. One of them, I think, is like Meetup is very good. You could attend some Meetup, that are along the lines of what you are studying and what you do, and then you could offer to be a guest. Or you could just go to some of their single affairs. I've known people that have had a lot of good luck with groups like Meetup. I know there's others. But I just can't think of what they're doing.
Yeah,
so
I have one that I started. Just a few people.
Well, you know what? That's how it all starts. It's just a few and then a few more. And a few more. When we first started, 7 years ago, I was lucky if I got 3 callers during one show. I was lucky. So I had to prepare a lot of material and turn it into, like, say, a lecture because people just didn't know about us.
Hmm.
And as time now, you weren't involved, Jim, at that time.
In what?
In the shows when I was doing them from the office.
Not till very late.
Yeah.
Not till around later on, like 17, 18, 19, 20, 20s.
Plus, you could go to all kinds of shops and places that offer. Now, beauty salons are starting to get into the metaphysical game.
There are a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're growing.
You could find out if
not
you
sure
could
what's
go,
up with that connection.
Go there and offer your services. Remember also with doing something for charity. One hand, one cause. It's like one hand washes the other. One cause promotes another. So you can't, collect money for charity. Oh, I was on the Jerry Lewis telethon many years ago. I don't say many.
Tell them the decade.
I'm trying to think back.
That would probably be late 70s.
It was me and Corinda. I think it was in
That would be early 80s. Then.
Mid to late 80s.
No, it wasn't mid to late 80s.
It was
I guarantee you it
was
mid to late
80s. Here, where we are. But
it
I
was,
have,
you're right.
Yeah, and you could find things like that, you know, to go out and do. Get yourself somebody who shares your same interest to be like a buddy with you. You don't feel like you're out there on your own. You know, walking through the wilderness or you're... Okay. And one thing is, try not to make friends with get too close with people in the building that you live in. I say this because they can become very pesty, you know. You kind of want them to be from a little bit of a distance.
From a distance.
Get on the radio. You'd probably make all kinds of friends.
On the radio.
Yeah. Who did that? Donna Summer.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Good God, I was going to probably throw 500 guesses that were wrong. Thank you.
But I see it. Two of hearts couldn't be a better card for building a sense of community. Eight of diamonds means connection with people. And it looks great. And listen, just between me and you, nobody else is listening. There's a new boyfriend in it for you. He's right here.
Well, that's good.
If you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, like Rachel was on our Facebook show page. She is saying you got to keep your neighbors at a distance because they can practically feel like they can move in with you, you know, and that can get, it can get smothering.
Well, that's my philosophy right
what?
There.
Yeah.
That's
hi,
why
hi, how are you? And that's about it.
I have done that my entire life.
Yeah.
I'm okay with chit-chatting you for a little bit, but I don't think we should get together for dinner parties and beer parties because that can lead to bad things. It's better if we just be like, hey, how's it going, Bob? That's cool.
Yeah,
and leave it at that. Leave it at that.
Crossing boundaries and getting into feuds.
Yeah, right. Unless you rent, then you have more leeway. But if you own,
you're
going to be there for
so, honey, it's here for you. It's just a matter of finding creative ways. And I think you can build friendships at the same time as you, you know, promote your work, your business.
I'm also going to be starting to volunteer with socializing, like, cats and kittens.
Oh, does that ever sound fun?
Yeah.
That's nice. They're going to be hard to give up, though, if you can't keep them all, you know.
I know. That's the hard part.
So... Well, honey, I think you're going to do great. And Jim's got a card for you.
I do indeed.
Okay,
yes, glad that you put me in that spot. Thank you very much, Deb. Thank you. Thank you very much. That threw me under the bus there. All right, here it is. Here's the official harp. It's funny. I like that the harp is actually the late one, not the early one. That's cool. All right, here's your card. Here it is. Drum roll. Angel Therapy, which is interesting. Archangel Raphael, which... is like a Ninja Turtle. Give your cares and worries to us angels and allow us to take your burden. I wish that would happen to all of us. I mean, that'd be nice to take our burdens.
And one thing I want to let you know, hon, you are going to attract people that are going to be extremely envious. Let's just say point blank jealous. The green-eyed monster of all that you're able and capable to do. Don't let them get
really?
To you. Yeah, they're right here. It's like you wouldn't expect this. But don't, you know, women tend to be really difficult with each other. Very two-faced, you know. And so they're going to say, oh, Christiana, I love what you do, blah, 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 and then behind your back. Out of jealousy, they can say really evil things, you know?
Yeah, it sucks.
Be Switzerland to all.
What's what they say.
Yeah.
People have a hard time doing it, though, because we are humans and we live through our heart and our emotions, and
we
I get in trouble all the time.
So, honey, it's going to get better.
That's funny because I don't feel like there's a reason for anybody to be jealous of me. Like, you know.
But you should.
So,
because remember, no matter when you're at your lowest and your most upset and disappointed time in your life, there are people all over this planet that would love to trade places with you. Love to. They would look up to you like, God, I wish I could be her, no matter how bad you feel.
That is the most profound thing I think you've said in a week.
That's the only time that sometimes by getting the funk, I just got to remember, you know what? There's some people out there that I haven't met, but if they were watching my life, they'd be like, you're a dumb ass. Beep, 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 like swearing. I'd trade places with you the heartbeat you crave, maybe whiny jackwad or something like that, right? They would.
Well,
there's people out there with real freaking problems.
You need to know your worth. And I've been told this. Know your value. Know your worth. You know? And once you have a handle on that, you, and besides, you have all these, you know, these metaphysical gifts. You should be able to read people pretty good as time goes by. And my dad, many years ago, he used to say, if they aren't with you, they're against you.
There is that. There's a lot of those philosophical things. All right, Christiana, thank you. I know you were also on hold forever. And
so
we appreciate
thank
that.
You, thank you.
We will be here tomorrow, but it'll be News for the Soul, and it'll be an hour earlier, different number.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much. And we got to keep on it.
Yes, hon. Take care now.
All right, we're going to area code 520, Olisa.
Hello.
Hey, you guys, you lovey-dovey.
Lisa. Hey, we saw you on hold for a little bit yesterday, then you vanished.
Well, you know what? I had another MRI appointment, and I thought I was going to be able to get in, but I'm to your show.
Roger that. Dark floor is behind us. Yep, we understand. So how are you doing?
I'll get the result hopefully tomorrow. Hopefully.
Okay.
Because I still have a lot of pain in another part of my leg, my body. And so they did an MRI on that one yesterday. And I'm just, you know, plugging along. Thank you for asking now. I hope you all are doing well.
We're doing fine. You know, like we said, we just talked about that when people, you know, get all feeling shitty about yourself. People got real problems. So you got real problems. We had a Sunday. We did Sunday shit, and we don't want to talk about it because we worry about you folks out there. You got problems. You got problems.
You know, the thing about all of us, too, is we splurged on lunch. We splurged going to lunch. We haven't done that. And we just zip in, zip out. And, you know, the neighbor and I. So we splurged on this lunch place. And, oh, my God. And then we're making plans for the next time we came to lunch. It's such a, you know, it's affordable and it's great food. And
awesome.
We're making plans on the next experience. And then I had to take a lot of stuff to go because. So we're coming out and I'm in a crutch. And here's a guy coming toward me in a wheelchair with a dog. And I waved at him. He waved at me as he's approaching. And he looked pretty clean cut. I mean, his dog did too on the leash. And then he said, hey, you folks got a couple of dollars for food? And I said, why don't you just take my lunch? And then I told my neighbor next time I'm going to have a couple of dollars ready in case I get hit up by someone that needs money for food because I gave away this lunch that I don't even know how to cook, and I was looking forward to noshing on it, so that's my big problem.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? If he was looking for food, you did that. And you gave away way more than, like, a couple bucks out of your pocket, so you went above and beyond the call of duty.
Yeah, the problem is it's spicy, and I was telling my sister, I said, you know, I hope it doesn't burn the dog's tummy, and making jokes about it. But the only reason I couldn't stop and dig in my purse is because I was late to the MRI. I didn't want to be late to the MRI appointment. So
right.
That's a joke on me. It's just a joke on me. My neighbor was saying, let it go. And I said, but yeah, I don't cook that kind of food. So next time I'm going to carry change with me in case someone hits me up and I won't give them my lunch that I'm taking home.
It is okay to be honest and say, I don't have any change on me. Sorry. It's okay to say that.
I got to feed him. I don't know what his situation. He looked clean cut. You know, he looked like he might have a house. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. He might have rolled up in the frickin' modified Escalade.
Yeah. Right. I'm just saying.
It's terrible out here. They've done newspaper stories on panhandlers and they're bringing down $50,000 to $60,000 a year.
They did them. I've seen exposés back in the '80s and nineties where they would follow news places would follow them home. That's been going on forever.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa. Question
This is the thing. I'm really trying to not do my pain pills anymore. I'm really trying to get it together so I can kind of try to be more positive and move in a direction in my life more positively. And so I am still in a lot of pain. But I don't know. Maybe it's the way I'm feeling, my head. You know, I just came inside. We spent the morning together, the neighbor and I, back in the yard. And I just, I don't know, I'm feeling kind of closed in. I'm feeling kind of trapped. And I'm feeling kind of, you know, toward the end of our time out there, and he wasn't ready to go in. I said, I'm ready to go in. And I just felt snarky. And I don't know what you see in the cards, Deb. I don't know. Do you feel like it's still on the same wavelength between us as far as, you know, feeling all Hallmark hearts and flowers kind of thing?
All right, let's see what we got. Yeah. Now, just a really personal question, and if you'd rather not answer, I get it.
Size are your breasts?
What?
I was just jumping in. Deb, since you wanted to ask a personal question, like, hey, I want to know, how big are your boobs? I was just throwing that out there.
Hey, do you want to know my shoe size?
I couldn't care less about your shoe size.
I'm the wrong gender. Okay.
We don't care about your shoe size. And while Deb does the cards, I was on the radio. They did this huge study. The biggest, and maybe you guys could Google it because you women care about penises. I don't. They talked about like all the different, they did this big study, some university did this big study on average penis size in all these different countries. And they said, oh, just to let you know, that shoe size, hand size thing, that's not a science, they said, that study said too.
Well, it's kind of an informal study.
Who are they?
And I think most
it was
of
a university spent a lot of money, apparently.
Why were you reading that?
It was on the radio. I wasn't reading. I'm driving to work and I'm talking about the radio. And it's FM 99. It's a local radio station where they joke about everything, and it's hilarious. Yeah, it was funny. It was hilarious. And they were like, somebody was reading the study. You know, they pick up these local radio stations. They pick up stuff so they can laugh about it. And since we spend a lot of time here driving around to work, it's good to have entertainment.
Well, I guess it is.
On the radio.
Okay, I have a question.
On the radio.
It coincides with Tim and this study that he...
I'm just telling you what they said.
Tell me, would you rather have a man, let's say, man with a smallish piece of equipment, but he's brilliant, mentally funny, you know, he's just full of lively conversation, you know, he doesn't have a whole lot, or do you want a guy with a great big penis, but he's stupid?
Well, you know what?
What?
You know what? I'm going to base it on past experience. I'll take the one that's witty. You can always play ball. You can always play ball when the door's closed.
You know, what's funny is they flip-flop that question around for guys. Obviously, it's not a dimensional thing. Do you want the smoking hot chick?
Or
do you want the chick that's kind of average, but is freaking a blast? You're going to take that. But when you're 21 or 18 or 19, you want the freaking Pamela Anderson back in the day. But when you get up around the 30s, it's like, you know, if she's average... But she's a kick-ass fun to person. Maybe she's not average anymore. No, she's a supermodel because of her personality. Yeah.
Hey, how many times have we been told that sometimes when we get something that we've dreamt about and it just sits on the shelf and collects dust? How many times have we been told that? So
I would
prefer somebody intelligent, funny, and, you know, down the list.
There's been a lot of movies about one sex that's been obsessed with the other sex, and then when they get them, they're like, damn, I pursued this to the end, and it was not the person I was meant to be with.
Of a girl?
Male
well,
or
well,
yeah, a lot of Lady in Red. Was that Gene Wilder? Lady in Red, he got what he wanted, and he's like, that's not the person I want to be with.
Taylor Swift has it all sorted out in that song.
Shake, shake, shake? No.
No, the other one. The one where she says, you should be with me. Something like that. You should be with me. Instead, he's with the hot chick. She's cheer captain with the high heels.
I'm in the bleachers.
Yeah, wearing T-shirts.
Yeah, wearing T-shirts and...
sneakers.
And I can bob your knob better and all that stuff. Whatever she says in the song, I don't know. Deb,
I'm sorry, You have,
okay, go back to her. She wants to know, I guess, it's an outlook thing, right?
I was going to ask you, you know, we women go through fluctuations monthly. You know, sometimes our hormones and our emotions are, you know, doing great, and other times we're out of whack. So I was wondering, and this is something that I've read about, are you postmenopausal, premenopausal? Where are you at on that whole thing?
No, I think I'm cool. I think I'm sailing along
cool.
Fine.
Are you
I've
cool?
talked to my other
Are you
sisters.
Still along? You cool, you breathe, you cool, you breathe.
No, my I talked to my other sisters, and I don't have any of those kinds of things going on. And I know when I was in my early 20s, I was sitting in a baseball bleacher with a lot of friends, and all of a sudden out of the blue, like, and it was in the middle of summer, I got these intense hot sweat breaking out, and I had to, and so that might have been a mini experience, but I've talked to my sisters, and I don't have the standard. I'm sailing on through.
Yeah, everybody's got the different.
I don't like you very much, Lisa. I suffered in a house full of testosterone.
She's jealous.
I don't like you because you women who say menopause.
She's jealous.
Yeah, I didn't even know I was in it.
She's jealous because she's suffering.
But then
and I
always told my girlfriends. I said, you know, they ought to talk to my friends that are surrounding me. I'm saying to everybody, I'm in a good mood. I'm fine, but talk to my friends around me and take a survey.
How
they feel how
oh.
I'm
doing. Oh, that's the thing about the women out there. They say, oh, you don't know what it's like to suffer with this menopause. And all the guys are like, you're goddamn right we do because you inflict it upon us. Every second of the waking hour that we are alive, you inflict it upon us.
Listen,
don't tell us we don't know what it's like.
I was pretty good with
you
all
guys
of
make
you.
You guys make us want to contemplate jumping off cliffs the way you guys get on this sometimes.
I did it cold turkey. No, because my mother had a horrendous stroke.
That is a good reason. That is, yes.
And
that is a
brain hemorrhage from doing...
should have died? Well, not should have, but could have died. Could have died.
They offered me the opportunity. They said, do you want us to just let your mother go? And I said, no. I mean, this was quite some time ago. But she's still impaired very much. And it came from... her doing the HRT. Bless you. Hormone replacement. And that's where...
Is that karma? Because I said that? Maybe
so
that's karma.
I did it with nothing. And I remember, though, afterwards, my gynecologist, and she's a female, she said, just remember, you don't have your monthly periods anymore. But... God, are you all right?
I think I'm getting punished by God for saying that, what I said. Yep.
There's
a price to be paid.
She said, just remember, that time of the month, you're still going to experience highs and lows and, you know, emotional shifts, and it is so true.
Those in your life, will look at their razor blades and think they might want to slash them across the wrist when you inflict your agony upon them.
Just tell people, which I've tried to do. Hey, I'm not at my best today. Hey, I'm an ogre, and I'm going to cut your head off.
I've never heard any woman say
well,
that ever.
You know what?
Ever.
I thought I was doing okay, but, you know, we were a few hours into the coffee thing, and I just thought, okay, I'm done. I have to go in. I'm done with all this.
Okay,
and
metaphysically. Yeah, I'm going to tell you metaphysically. Okay, I just told you, like, physically. We can go through
physical.
Many changes. Metaphysically, which is a whole different ballgame. Oh, I hate to say this to you, but you're starting to outgrow this relationship. And that's how it happened. Yeah.
Well, she said starting.
Starting.
So it's not like tomorrow. It's not like tomorrow you're going to get on an airplane and fly anywhere.
There comes a point where, there comes a point where somebody has said everything they can say to you, where you've learned everything you can from somebody, and it just isn't, you know, you feel like it's time to move on.
You know what? And I came in the house and he called me to talk to me about something, and then I just said to him, I said, you're going to see me starting to go out on my own. I'm not taking panty meds, and I'm just going to start going out. And I was lying about where I was going. I said, I'm going to go start working with this woman and have her tutor me the way I was having her tutor me for, like, painting and stuff. But I was lying. I just want to start going out on my own. And the other thing is, on Tuesday, we were invited out to a neighborhood coffee again. And he's all excited about going. And I'm wondering, Deb, do you see me meeting anyone?
At the coffee?
Yes. Tuesday,
there's supposed to be a ton more people going there.
You've got four different men in your cards that aren't even in your life yet. It's raining men. Hallelujah.
Four different. That's a lot. That is rain.
Yeah, you got.
That is rain.
There's one here. I would advise he's going to come off very charming to you. Very, very nice. But he's a player. He's just looking.
You know that thing happens. You women got to know that. You women have to know that is the nature of having your vaginas. That you're going to get approached by a lot of guys. And most of them, you're going to want to flick them away like they're mosquitoes and swat them. 90% of the guys that approach you are, you're going to be, you know that, right? You've done this your whole life. When you're 14, 15, I'm going to use the younger age.
Oh, God.
You're giving me a great response today, though. He went to a, what did you go to, a brewery? Where'd you go?
I went to
a conference?
Not a brewery.
A sports bar?
And I went to a place that is they call it a pint, a casual pint. They have like 35 different beers on tap from around the area, and where you want to go with that now.
And I went shopping. Retail hunting. You know how you do it.
She went shopping.
I went shopping.
I went drinking.
And as I'm in the second store, a man close to my age, he's picking out women's clothes, and at first, of course, I'm thinking, oh, honey, that's never going to look good on you.
You know what?
Yeah.
Look at the era we live in, the age we live in. I'm non-binary. I identify with this. You know what?
Yeah.
Maybe pretty soon people are going to buy dog collars and dog chains. Well, actually, they already did. Well, I am now a dog. I am not a male or female.
He was very nice looking. He struck me as if he might be a photographer. He was there looking for clothing, he said, for a client. And he started talking to me. And there is a point to this story.
Or it could have been a client. Like for himself.
Well, I have no idea. But he showed me something. I said, that's lovely. I mean, I said, you have very good taste for a man. And he said,
I wonder why he had good taste for a man.
And we were talking. And pretty soon you get that feeling where you know. They are heading into the realm of, hey, let's go have a coffee. Let's go have a drink. And I said to Jim, I didn't know how to. And pretty soon I was like, I said to him, oh, my gosh, I forgot I have to go across the store and get something just to get away before he did that. And Jim said, all you had to do is, you say it.
I don't remember what I don't remember what I told you.
Just look at him if he asks you to go, you know, tell him I'm sorry. I've had my vagina sewed shut.
That was a suggestion. Throw something
close
out there.
Close me.
Throw something out so
not
startling, so
me.
Incredible.
Close.
Yeah, just so you know what, I am vaginaless. It's been sewed shut. It is no longer operable.
It's a non-functioning
organ. It does not exist anymore. You know, it is the way is shut. The way is shut.
So anyway,
back to Lisa.
So anyway, this guy's just looking. He's looking to get laid, and I
one of the ring men.
I don't think you're in any shape for that right now.
But it's just one of them, right?
One.
Well, I'm not even interested now.
You don't have to be interested. You know that you're not.
Yeah.
Six.
But you know what?
Time.
And I could be cycling back to the way I was with him. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, Catherine says, tell him you've had a vaginectomy. Yeah.
You can make up.
All right.
Things. Unless, and what are the odds? Unless the guy's an actual medical doctor, which he's probably not going to be if he's coming up to you, like acting stupid. If you can make up procedures like that, you're like, oh, okay. You know? Like she said, vaginectomy.
Well,
what does that mean? Well, I've had my vagina so shut, there is only enough room for me to urinate. So I no longer can accommodate a man. You can throw that
there
shit
we go.
Off. What happens.
Well,
there
you
we
know,
go.
When you've been out of the game for so long, I mean, I haven't been on a date. It's over 20 years.
A date.
Yeah, I mean.
Nobody can even define those anymore.
No.
The world we live in today, nobody actually knows what that is.
I'd rather know you as a friend first. And then if we're pretty good doing together as friends, well, then we might drink a lot together sometime.
If
or,
drink is your
you
choice.
Know, yes.
And it could be.
And have a little fun. Yeah, weed.
It could be licking frogs. It could be chopping up oxy and sorting it. It could be whatever you did.
Hey, so Gab,
back to it.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Is he feeling uninterested, too?
No, you mean your neighbor? No.
Yeah.
Your neighbor wants to get back to work with you and have things be normalized once again.
Oh, he doesn't want to. Okay, well, I get you.
Yeah.
He doesn't like personal conflict. We've already kind of established that.
And you are just growing beyond
it. A lot of people know.
You know, where it's just, and that's what I see here. And I hate to toot my own horn, but I have to. Let's go back to springtime. I said that was going to be what would ultimately happen. Is you were going to end your relationship at some point with him for somebody else. And what I see here is you've got, this happens a lot for women. You've got two men here, and I think they're both great, but you're going to have feelings for both of them once you're back out on the open market.
And you have to make a decision, and people don't like that sometimes. We don't like when we have to pick.
Oh, you don't?
Sometimes when you like everything that's...
Well, Deb just offered you a choice. Do you want one with the playground equipment, or do you want one with the mental playground equipment and just playing, able to play in the arena?
But in the perfect world, you land the guy with both, right? The perfect world... You land like, what is it? What is that? What is that freaking comic? Prince Charming that's in the stupid Sunday comics. You land the perfect person. It's just like winning the lottery because who's perfect? Who's really perfect?
Well, you want to know what we want.
Nobody's perfect.
We want a knight in shining armor that comes
Prince
riding.
Valiant, that's the one.
We
that's
want
the
him
damn.
Riding up on his beautiful
that's the Sunday.
White,
that's the Sunday funny thing. Prince
and
Valiant.
And as he passes by, he scoops us right up with his arm and positions us on the horse. And away we go.
Yep, and he grabs you by your hair and calls you a dirty whore. Because that makes you feel like a lady when you're called a dirty whore, doesn't it? God, you women kill me.
You're getting hot.
This is making me hot, Deb. Yeah.
Well, you get me aroused, too.
Oh, come on. Now, wait a goddamn minute. I'm throwing the bullshit flag here.
See, I'm like Katy Perry.
I'm throwing the bullshit flag.
I kissed a girl, and I liked it.
Yeah, well, did you win?
I kissed a
well,
girl.
Well, I'm thinking...
When?
I'm thinking of Prince Charming
sitting me up and
riding off on the horse. That's all it would take for me. I'm
going. She doesn't care about kissing a girl. She wants horse schnitzel.
You know, women can have orgasms riding on a horse. I'm not sure you're aware
of
that.
Doing laundry on a freaking Maytag washing machine during spin cycle, right? Or using taking showers with a little portable washer machine, the wash little head, right?
Shower head.
The shower head. That could be on massage or oh, is it pulse? Maybe it's on pulse. Well, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
We.
Yeah.
Have to should give her her wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do that. Give her the angel card, and then we're gonna remind Lisa we're gonna be on tomorrow night, but it's gonna be an hour earlier on News for the Soul. And here, well, this is totally she's gonna like this. The subject of her angel card is relationship harmony, and it's Archangel Raguel. He says, we angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now.
Yeah. Well, I think he's
going to
be.
But you said it's a temporary thing.
I really think
probably,
that when the time comes, if he's ever meant those words, I love you, to you, Lisa, he better mean them when the time comes, because he should want you to be happy. And if you meet somebody who really makes you happy, he can cry into his pillow or into his beer, whatever he wants to do. But, oh, you're ready.
You
got to
finish that.
Ready.
You got to finish that thought, because I've heard this a million times. Finish it. You done?
Yeah.
Because everybody says that if you truly love me, you want me to be happy. So every single person that's in love with a woman, well, I love you. So just go ahead and marry and bang that guy because I love you that much. When has that ever happened on this planet in real life, not in fiction?
Well, you do know that the...
Answer the question. When has that ever happened in real
life,
but not in fiction? I love you so much. I shall let you be with Bob because you and Bob, you know, because I just want you to be happy. So you can, Bob can put your legs behind your ears and bang you silly all night because I just want you to be happy. I just want you to be happy. I love you that much.
You have such a filthy mind.
For the women, it's the same thing for you women, too. You actually, women are a little bit worse. You never want the guy to be happy, even if you're with him half the time. But you never want him, oh, you want to be with my best friend and I love you so much? Then you should be with my best friend. You should put your head between your legs and go, you women don't say that.
You are terrible.
It's called... That's Lifetime Network and reality. That's the difference. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know what? If I haven't any graphic knowledge about any of this, I do now. Thank you.
You know what? Hey, come on now, Lisa. You're not 14. You have graphic knowledge.
Exactly.
You know the deals. You know the dealios here.
I was following along. Quite interestingly.
Lisa,
cool.
Your neighbor has had since October to explore the inside of your pants.
Whoa!
And he has chosen not
to. He has chosen not to. That is a true statement.
Somebody comes along that wants to take that exploration to a new, you know, a new level.
I agree. To me, that is a sign. They call them signs.
Yeah.
If I was with a female for a long time and she didn't care about anything that was underneath my zipper, I would say that is a sign.
Well,
it doesn't matter how much coffee we drink, how much fun we have digging up and planting fucking plants or all that shit, riding bikes together and looking at mountains and oceans. If that chick doesn't want to play with my Peter Schnitzel after that many years or that many months, I'm saying, that's a sign. That there is
a sign. You're right.
I'm just saying.
You're right.
But
yes,
I can't
you're right.
To me, that is a sign.
Jim, there are some actual asexual
you're right.
relationships in this world.
100%. I'm not
yeah.
saying, to me, that's my opinion. I can't speak for other people. To me, that's a negative ghostwriter at a certain point.
Well, you have
options
that are coming to you, Lisa.
Yeah, like from Top Gun. Remember that? Or first
what?
One? Request permission for a flyby. Negative ghostwriter, the pattern is full. So, like, if there's a certain point, I've been living this long, especially, and you're not 12 or 11, and there's a certain point where it's like, yeah, we've been together. We're doing, like, everything. Like 99% of everything we should be together, but not that one thing, that's a problem.
Well, not
to
a,
me,
well,
I said to you, not to her. I'm not influencing her or other people.
Everybody's saying the video.
I don't have cards. I don't have cards.
The conversation is really bad.
Yeah, but it's a Facebook thing because our blog talk's working fine.
Lisa, try to call us tomorrow during the show.
We shall do so.
News for the Soul if you get in chance.
Okay, I will.
People love hearing from you. They really do.
Yeah.
Everybody loves following your story.
Well, because it's something that we've all been through at some point in our lives, or people we know have been through. It has. It's a common theme.
Well, and not to defend anything. I don't want to defend anything. But the other, I told you guys, there was a streak of days there, nights, where he was coming at me, and it was amorous, but I was so hot and tired, and I was on the pain meds, and I thought, oh, God, I got to take a shower. I feel grimy if we were going to do anything. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I couldn't go bring myself to shower. I was so exhausted with the pain meds, and he was coming at me. We were becoming very, very touchy-feely amorous. And then all of a sudden, I don't know.
And then you guys went to your 10th birthday party, apparently.
You're terrible.
They almost touch each other. Can you believe what they almost touch each other, Deb, really?
She said they do touch each other.
But they almost went
we do touch
to the
each
next
other.
Level.
We do.
It's almost like you're playing bass or Is he gonna make it the second base? Oh my God, he's gonna make it the second base. Holy goat shit! Second base. But that means we've touched. We've actually had physical skin-to-skin contact with genitalia. That's second base. Well, times have changed, Deb. It's a new era. You know, third base back in our day was probably.
Virgil, he should tell you what are the bases. He probably doesn't.
Well, the hell is he an expert? He plays. They play cricket. In the UK, they play cricket. You don't shit about American baseball.
No, I just meant that he's such a cocksman. He's an experienced.
Well, what did you just call him? He's a cocksman. You just said he's a cocksman. Wow, I've never heard that term before in my entire life, and I'm lost for words. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's an insult, if it's not an insult, if it's the greatest highest compliment you could pay a person. I don't know. I do not think I want anybody on this fucking living planet to call me a cocksman. I just don't think I want to be called that. That's just my opinion. It does not sound like a compliment. Just throwing it out there. I would rather be called, hey, you know, I know Jim Shade really well. I think he's a good cuntsman. I would rather be called that than a cocksman. I'm sorry. If we're going to get vulgar, I don't want to be an expert on the pee-pee. I want to be an expert on the vaggie. I'm gonna, you know, that's a compliment to me. I'm just saying.
Oh God! Now he's gonna double block me.
Ooh.
Because you just insinuated that meant he was a gay man.
I never said that.
Oh God!
I was just because depending on what that means. Because remember, it's another country. You know, it's tomato, tomato can mean a lot of different things between two continents. I was just saying, if somebody calls me, I don't know if you meant like it's the guy that drives the boat, but coxswain, like, I don't know.
That's tomato, tomato, the vagina,
if you're talking, whatever. If you want to, like, take the two words apart and say cox and man, I don't think that's a compliment to me. I'm just saying. All right. Lolita.
Yeah.
You guys. Love you.
Awesome. I think
love you too.
I think we might do this. Let's do this in the order that we always do it. All right. I think we should do this with a little haunt humor.
Good night, sweetheart. Where it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Where it's time to go.
I don't think we ever saw it.
I hate